Freedom Talk Magazine editorial, June 2024, Save Us from Reasonable People, by Kelly John Walker. Have you gotten eye rolls when you talk about the threats of the globalists, the CCP, and the corporate fascism known as DEI? Have you had the experience of someone telling you to stop overreacting? The greatest freedom fighters of the 20th century rightly recognize that the most serious threat to human rights is not tyrants and political movements. It is people given over to apathy, ignorance, and cowardice. I call these the reasonable people, and their attitudes are a serious threat to our survival. No, that's not an exaggeration. Consider these words to the wise, Sophie Scholl. The real damage is done by those millions who want to survive. The honest men who just want to be left in peace. Those who don't want their little lives disturbed by anything bigger than themselves. Those with no sides and no causes. Those who won't take measure of their own strength for fear of antagonizing their own weakness. Those who don't like to make waves or enemies. Those for whom freedom, honor, truth, and principles are only literature. Those who live small, mate small, die small. It's the reductionist approach to life. If you keep it small, you'll keep it under control. If you don't make any noise, the boogeyman won't find you. But it's all an illusion, because they die too. Those people who roll up their spirits into tiny little balls so as to be safe. Safe? From what? Life is always on the edge of death. Narrow streets lead to the same place as wide avenues, and a little candle burns itself out just like a flaming torch does. I choose my own way to burn. Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Every man always has handy a dozen glib little reasons why he is right not to sacrifice himself. Patrick Henry. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when shall we be stronger? Will it be the next week or the next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. Fascism and communism germinate in the dark, but they cannot flourish if the people actively oppose these evil ideologies before they take root. The hour is later than you think. If we are to prevent the dawn of despotism, we had better wake up and fight. God save us from reasonable people. Please be sure to join our email list and receive Freedom Talk magazine absolutely free. RealFreedomTalk.com